95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's 103 degrees outside, so we're going to talk today about the songs that make you think of summer. Summer songs that are rock songs, not lame songs. Also, there was a great white shark attack in Monterey that may have been the biggest great white that has ever been seen, 20 feet long. And we're going to ask for your interactions with sharks and other sea animals. If you're surfers or you just love being out in the ocean or you're a fisherman or whatever, the things that you've seen out in the ocean, especially if they're sharks. I saw one shark. I'll tell you about that. And at 5 o'clock, we have our feature Gimme Five, which is five songs in a row with a theme. Today, the theme is songs that have five words in the title. Songs that have five words in the title. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were told many years ago that we would get jetpacks, and I want a jetpack. And my former partner, Bean, was desperate for a jetpack. And it happened again at LAX. And somebody explained to me how this happens. Another jetpack was seen at LAX where the planes were landing. The pilots were talking about it. Listen to this.
And a pilot preparing to land at LAX alerting the control tower about a person flying a jetpack in one of the world's busiest airport landing zones.
It's the pilot.
Go ahead. Yeah, we just saw a guy with a jetpack going about 4,500 feet. About heading is about 080.
He said 4,500 and he's down.
Affirmative for American Corps 94.
So 642, that was an aircraft 4.5 miles ahead, reported to an air person in a jetpack eastbound at 4,500. Jetpack 1464, that was reported right around gate intersection, eastbound 4,500 jetpack.
So 4,500 feet. Some people are saying that it's just a drone with a body attached to it to look like a jetpack. But if there's a jetpack, I need a jetpack because I could fly to work. I could fly over the 101 while you guys are driving. That would be so great. I need it. I need it so bad. I need it so bad. 95.5 KLOS on the California's rock station. That's the Black Keys and Wild Child. That's the latest song from them. Let's talk summer songs because it is so hot and summery already, even though it's not July. Let's talk songs, rock songs that make you think of summer. I wrote down some of mine. I mean, clearly Alice Cooper School's Out for Summer is one. Most of the list that you find, they are considered summer songs if they have the word summer in them. So a lot of them do. Don Henley, The Boys of Summer. Bryan Adams, Summer of 69. Don't know that song. Van Halen, Dancing in the Streets, their version of it. Sly and the Family Stone, Hot Fun in the Summertime. And then you've got your Van Halen, Beautiful Girls, Led Zeppelin, Dancing Days, all the Beach Boys catalog, basically. But what songs make you think of summer? 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about music that reminds you of summer. KLOS, hello.
Hello, did you do the song already? It's 3 o'clock.
We did not do it. It is in the 3 o'clock hour, and it is We Will Rock You by Queen.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, funny you asked the question today. The Beach Boys, anything by the Beach Boys makes me think of summer.
Yeah.
But fun. And you know why fun?
How come?
My mom and her sisters went to high school with the Beach Boys at Hawthorne High School. Fun was written about my aunt.
What?
My aunt dated Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys, a drummer. And my grandmother, God rest her soul, she used to laugh. She goes, "That wasn't Daddy's T-Bird, that was my T-Bird."
How?
It's hilarious.
Freaking bizarre that he wrote that song about your aunt.
And they dedicated other songs to my aunt, Surfer Girl. My aunt was hot when she was young.
I never had a hot aunt.
But she's living proof. She was living proof why you don't smoke, because now she's got the raspy voice and the...
Oh, no.
Yeah, just everything that you poster child of why you don't smoke, it hit her.
I got you.
But if you ever guys get a chance to play fun, I'd love to hear it just for my aunt.
Listen, you have a hot aunt. We're going to play it for you. 818-955-KLOS, songs that remind you of summer.
When it's summertime and it's hot outside, I like to be with Kevin and Sluggo looking for a hose.
That's fantastic. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo show. And congratulations to Armando, who got $500 when he heard Queen, We Will Rock You. The next chance for you to win $500 in free gas is 2 o'clock hour tomorrow when you hear Billy Idol, White Wedding. Billy Idol, White Wedding in the 2 o'clock hour tomorrow. I've seen a shark one time, in my life. And I'm fascinated by sharks. And every time it's Shark Week, I watch. And I love everything about it. I was scuba diving just off Hawaii. And I was under the water by myself. And I looked and I saw a shark. Probably, I don't know, 75 yards from me. And it scared the crap out of me. And I just sat still because I didn't know what else to do. And it started coming my way a little bit. And I started to panic. And then it just turned, swam away. No interest. No interest in me whatsoever. This guy, not so lucky. This guy up by Monterey, listen to this. This is a crazy story.
It all happened around 10 this morning when a couple paddleboarding, celebrating their anniversary, heard loud screams.
Help, 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 and slapping the water like that. And so Paul was able to get to him first.
Video from a nearby restaurant, Beach House at Lover's Point, shows another surfer jumping in the water, bringing out an extra board.
He was bleeding. There were huge lacerations.
Brimmer severely bitten in the arm, leg, and stomach. The last shark attack in Pacific Grove was in 1952. They quickly put him on the board and brought him to shore.
We had to quickly cut his wetsuit off of him. And
Amy Johns luckily is a nurse and quickly applied a tourniquet until EMS arrived. Thankfully, due to their actions, right place at the right time, Brimmer will survive.
I'm not a doctor, but it was a very large shark. Luckily, none of his blood vessels were intruded upon, but his femur was broke and they were able to fix it. He's not going to lose any limbs. He's going to survive. It's just going to be a long recovery.
Broke his femur. That is insane. But almost bled to death. But the shark bite, the way that they were trying to figure it out, how big it was, the bite marks made them think that it might be one of the largest great whites ever. 20 feet is what they're estimating, 20 feet long. So I thought there are a lot of people in Southern California that spend a lot of time in the water. Most of you surfers, maybe go out on a ship, fishing, whatever. You run into any kind of threatening animal in the water, call now at 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Call now. We're talking about a guy in Monterey who got bit. Attacked by a 20-foot shark. And knowing that there are a lot of surfers and fishermen here in Southern California, I want to know, you had an interaction with a shark? KLOS, hello.
I was out in a fishing boat with a friend, and we were off the shore, like around Crystal Cove, like Laguna Beach and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're pulling up like a big grouper, and we had a large shark come up there. I mean, it had to be at least a 7-footer, maybe bigger.
Wow.
The head was enormous on this thing. So we had an axe in the back there for, you know, whacking fish, you know, with the hammer part.
Right.
So I took the axe, and when he got close to the boat to get to another bite at the grouper, I just sunk the axe into his nose, head area.
Oh, my God.
He took off with it. He ripped it out of my hand.
Really?
So we turned him into a hammerhead shark.
You son of a bitch. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, calling about the shark.
Yes, you ran into one?
Oh, well, yeah, I was a captain on a boat that used to do channel swims with swimmers that swim from Catalina to the mainland.
Right.
California. And we just got done with the swim. So we're coming back into the lighthouse at Los Angeles. And I look down, I see probably about a 13, 14 foot hammerhead shark.
Oh, my God.
You really don't. Yeah, you don't really see those around here that often.
Yeah, but the last caller is the guy that put the hammer in the head. So maybe that makes sense. 818-955-KLOS. You had a run-in with a shark? We're talking about people who have had interactions with sharks. You had that?
Yes, I did.
Tell me.
Actually, I've been surfing since the 60s, and most surfers will tell you we've all seen them.
Yep.
It's the one that you don't see that you got to worry about.
Did that ever happen to you?
Yeah, I've seen a bunch. I've traveled to a lot of tropical places, but in Australia, they were everywhere.
Do they scare you, or are you just numb to it now?
You know, yeah, they make you nervous. But I saw one coming at me, and I thought it might have been a dolphin. Saw the fin pop up, drop down, and then it kept getting closer, and then it shot right under my feet. And I looked down, and I went, that was a shark?
Oh, my God.
And I looked over, and there's an RV sitting right next to me with his arms crossed. Smiling, ear to ear, grinning.
Yeah.
He goes, that was a shark. He goes, cook them, mate. Don't worry. They already had a meal. they were already chasing some other fish.
Now, I don't want to know that whether they had another meal or not. Stu is in the studio with me.
Yeah.
Stu is a surfer.
Yeah, I'm bodyboarder.
Bodyboarder?
Yeah, which is even actually worse in,
for
in,
sharks?
In the water. Yeah, because we really resemble seals from below.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
but,
not great.
But you know what? occurred to me a couple minutes ago. It's kind of a sort of unspoken surfer etiquette or protocol. You don't really talk about sharks.
Did not know that.
When you're out there in the water. Yeah. Most guys don't want to talk
about
that.
Just they don't want to hear it.
Not really.
Yeah.
Because... yeah, I don't know why. Because if there is one, like, you know, it's like Boy Who Cried Wolf thing.
Yeah,
don't
sure.
talk about sharks. If there's a shark, talk about sharks real yeah. loud now.
And you had a friend who did?
I have a friend who, yeah, he dives. He goes for it all the time. He's a scuba guy.
Oh, fantastic.
So he's been in, like, the cage and stuff. And
oh,
but now he's, like, doing, like, free diving with the sharks. I'm like, you're insane, bro.
That seems not good.
And
can we talk to him?
Yeah, yeah. Right, we'll call him in a second.
We'll call him in a second. I'm supposed to talk while the song's on.
Oh!
Stu's in the studio.
Yeah, I don't know how this works.
With us, and he is a bodyboard what? Specialist. What are you?
Yes, I'm a bodyboard specialist.
Okay.
I'm a bodyboarder.
Tell us who we're about
I'm
to talk to.
What's up?
Tell us who we're about to talk to.
Oh, yeah, so this is my buddy Michael Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Michael used to be the lead singer in a great old band called The Villains, if anybody remembers that.
All right.
In L.A. They were awesome. Anyway, he's one of my motorcycle buddies and interesting guy, and he defies death all different kinds of ways, and one of his favorite ways is by diving with sharks.
Yes, and we were talking about the shark attack in, I think it was up by Monterey. They're guessing it was a 20-foot shark.
Yeah, there was one up there earlier that, or maybe it was late last year, I think. Probably the same area. The water's murky up there, you know. I think if a shark bites you, it really is an accident. He thinks you're a sea lion or something like that. I spent a lot of time in the water with great whites and, you know,
who says they spend a lot of time with great whites?
Well, I've done a lot of cage diving. I've gone down to Mexico and spent time in the water with great whites cage diving. In this particular part of Mexico, it's a national, park. It's a protected sanctuary for great whites, and they require you to be in a cage. However,
was that scary when you're in a cage?
No, it's not. No, when I'm in the cage, I want to get out of the cage. You know what I mean? They require you to be in the cage, but I don't want to be in the cage. Yeah, you have to have some special permits or.
Wait, what? I want to stay in the cage.
Well, you want to stay in the cage. Well, most people, I think, do, until you spend some time with them, and then you realize they're not trying to eat you. And if you knew how many sharks were off the coast of California and how rare shark parts are, there's a guy on YouTube. I think he's called the Malibu Artist, and he puts up a drone. And there's people surfing out there, and there is five or six great whites. You know, circling these guys almost at all times. It's a juvenile nursery in Malibu. And there, you cannot believe how many great whites there are.
And those great whites have no interest in biting them?
They don't. They kind of do this zigzag pattern along the bottom of the ocean. And they stir up a stingray, which is mostly their diet, because these are 8 to maybe 10 footers, they're juveniles, but you know they show a little bit interest in them, but they're scared off easy. And you know, Island de Guadalupe is famous. It's the most dense population of great white sharks in the world, I believe,
mm-hmm.
especially during the month of September, October, and November. The big females go down there to gorge. They're pregnant. They go down there to gorge on the Guadalupe fur seals because they need the fight, the fat. But in that bay down there, there's 300 great whites every season down there.
Damn.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. And you've seen it on the Shark Week.
Sure.
Every time they film, a show down there, a show on great whites, it seems they're either in Cape in Africa or Guadalupe Island down in Mexico. But it's a great experience, man. I'm telling you.
Sounds
you
fun.
Do it.
Yeah, sounds like a blast. Dude, you are about to go on a shark trip where you're going to not be in the cage. Is that right?
Well, I've done that before. before, and I just got back from Hawaii. I was there last week. I wanted to dive with tiger sharks, and we were on the boat. We saw the tiger sharks in the water, and by the time you put on your scuba gear and everything, and the sharks are, you know, they were gone. They live outside the marina in Kona, and they just wait for scraps from the fishermen. But there's some pretty big tiger sharks out there. One, they name these sharks. Almost all of them, you know, are kind of you know, researched. And,
so they're known.
They're like little pets. Hey, yeah. There's Marty and there's Billy and then hey, jump in, Mike. Yeah, they're hungry.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look it up on YouTube. Look up Laverne in Kona, and she's a resident tiger shark there, right outside the marina, and people dive with her every day.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
That's really great. Yeah. Thank you very much for talking to us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem at all, man.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. I'm running a little bit late because we were talking to Mike about diving with sharks, and that was fascinating. But at 5 o'clock, we do Gimme 5, which is 5 songs in a row with a theme. And today, the theme is songs with 5 words in the title. At 5 o'clock every day, we do Gimme 5, 5 songs in a row with a theme. And today's theme is songs with 5 words in the title. And James from Corona wants to hear Pour Some Sugar on 95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Gimme 5. The theme today is songs with 5 word titles. This is Owner of a Lonely Heart on 95.5 KLOS. You're listening to Gimme 5, which is 5 songs in a row with a theme. And today's theme is songs with 5 words in the title. And Cynthia from East LA tweeted us at Kevin and Sluggo, "You're All I've Got Tonight" by The Cars. Yep. Congrats. You know, usually I try to recap the 5 songs that we play and give me 5 with a theme, but I got very confused and I don't know what they are. So you're just going to have to do that for yourselves. Earlier today, Armando won $500 in free gas by listening for Queen and We Will Rock You. Your next chance to win is in the 2 o'clock hour tomorrow. In the 2 o'clock hour, Billy Idol White Wedding. Listen for that song and win your $500. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. There is a story about a kid named Umar Kamar who vaguely remembers shoving a nickel up his nose when he was 4. 10 years later, when he was 14, he sneezed it out. Now, I haven't done this. I'm an idiot. I was an idiot when I was a kid, and I have not done this. But I assume there are people listening who have put something in their nose and gotten it stuck for a certain amount of time. Let's go for the longest amount of time that something was stuck in your nose. I don't know why when you're a kid, your nose is where everything goes, but it just does. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. You put something up your nose and it was stuck for a little while. The longer, the better. 818-955-KLOS. Talking about a kid who put a nickel up his nose when he was 4, and then when he was 14, he sneezed it out. And I asked, did anybody put something up their nose when they were a kid, and how long did it stay there? You have that story?
I love to have something weird I put up my nose.
Yes, what did you put up your nose?
When I was a little kid, I put a bean up my nose for, God, it seems like a long time because it even started to sprout.
No, it didn't.
I swear to God.
No, it didn't.
I was little, and I guess I had shoved it up my nose, and my mother, she couldn't figure out what stench I had. Like she just said I smelled really bad, and she would bathe me, she'd put lotions on me, she thought it was my armpits or something, and she even took me to the doctor, and the doctor couldn't figure it out, and eventually
none of them saw a plant in your sinuses.
No, because they hadn't thought to look up there. And one day she seen me scratching at my nose, and she's like, okay, there's something, you know, probably has like something irritating him.
Right.
And she took a little light to it, and she noticed that there was a bean there. And she called the doctor right away, and he said basically that they have to find a way to make me sneeze it out. So they were trying, and finally, I guess I sneezed it out, and it was a legitimate, it was a pinto bean.
Wow.
And it had already started sprouting, it was already starting to sprout out.
Did you stop smelling?
No, honestly, nothing really changed. I mean, I stopped smelling bad.
Oh, well, that's the important part. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the important part.
That's a good thing. But no, it never affected my, you know, my nasal or my, you know, anything like that. I can still smell normally.
Why did you put the bean up your nose originally?
I was a kid, you know, I didn't think, it would stay stuck up there, and I guess I just forgot about it and
went out
to play outside. And
listen, when you're a kid, it's your nose or your butthole. Those are your two options, so I think you chose wisely.
Yeah, I definitely did. I'm glad it went that way.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
You watching Shark Week? You a fan of that?
No, but I
love it.
Oh, yeah?
I love it so much.
What, explain Shark Week to those of us who don't watch.
I mean, it's just they do all kinds of things with sharks, all kinds of experiments. Mm-hmm. And they,
experiments?
Yes.
Like they cut them open? And,
no, they get into the water with sharks and they try stuff, and it's fascinating. Sharks are fascinating.
Cage goes in water. You go in cage. Shark in water. Have you ever done that?
No,
would you
but
do
I
that?
Would.
Oh, you would?
I would.
Will you put you in a cage?
Yeah.
I think we have a future promotion. Wendy!
Listen to this.
Chief Fries!
Sorry. Listen to this. Shark advocates call for rebranding of violent attacks by sharks as, quote, interactions.
That's the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever heard in my entire life.
Marine experts and advocates in Australia are urging the public to refrain from using the word attack.
So if I get bitten by a shark,
they do bite your leg and rip it.
Yes,
that happens.
Then I'm supposed to say, a what? It was a what?
It is an interaction.
You and I are enjoying verbal intercourse right now, Kevin. That's an interaction.
Interaction.
Nope.
They're saying that the majestic predatory fish has been unfairly stigmatized as a deliberate killer.
Let's go and ask everyone that's ever been bitten if they
I don't
agree.
Care if it's deliberate. Are they attacking me?
Yes.
I'm going to call it an attack.
Well, of course it's deliberate. They're like, oh, look, tasty morsel. Let's have a bit.
This, of course, seems ridiculous. So I lined up an expert for us to talk to, if you don't mind. On the Heineken 00 hotline, we have Dr. Mark Stanley Price, who is a senior research fellow from the University of Oxford.
Sir, I don't want to be rude, but what?
No, you're absolutely right. The way you've described the unfair stigmatization of these animals is quite unfair. And so we do everything we can in the wildlife conservation community to try to change the lexicon, get the people to stop referring to these animals who are just acting on their natural behaviors as attacks or killers in some way.
But what if they attack and or kill?
Well, they're not attacking. They're simply interacting with another creature, and they're following through on their natural behavior. It's quite natural, and there's no ill intent behind it.
No ill intent. They're going to tear you to pieces and eat you.
They rip your leg off. What are you talking about?
They're going to bite you in half if they can. That's an attack.
You have to keep in mind, in that moment, you're simply a food source for the animal.
Okay.
That's fine, but
okay.
Why make it friendly? Why try to turn it into something nice? Why? I don't understand.
It'd be like calling you a killer because you're eating a ham sandwich.
Well, that's fair enough. I mean, meat is murder, as Morrissey taught us.
And so what we're trying to do is get people to change the way they describe many different interactions with animals around the world.
Oh, I
see. For example, dog bites. Mm-hmm. The dog attack, look at the poor dogs that have been stigmatized, like German Shepherds and pit bulls. Yes.
Right.
So now we'd like people to refer to them as canine jaw hugs.
A canine jaw hug.
Yes. Instead of a dog attack, we'd like to call those canine jaw hugs now.
Okay.
A swarm of bees that stings one to death.
Mm-hmm.
That is an unfortunate term. We'd like now to change to Appian group acupuncture.
If I could spell it,
I don't feel like I can even remember that in the case of a bee sting.
You'll get used to it, I'm sure, like you will with a cattle stampede, which destroys the property and causes the death.
Mm-hmm.
The cattle are simply acting naturally, so we refer to them as bovine track meats.
That implies that one of them might actually win. Is that possible? Are we going to go to that level eventually?
Yes, whoever's the head of the stampede, I think you have to declare him the winner. Also, a bear attack. Again, a bear attack, the bear's not attacking. It's simply reacting to its natural behavior. So we call bear attacks, when they maul a camper, non-consensual organ realignment.
All right, that one I can get behind. Actually.
Are you having any luck with any of these?
Yes, in fact, we're now getting people in India to refer to snake bites as unrequested venom donations.
I'd like to call you on that fact.
Or feng shui. We're not sure which one.
Feng shui. Oh, my God.
Sammy. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Tomorrow's a big day here on KLOS.
Why is that?
Dirty Honey is going to be joining Heidi and Frank.
Oh, nice.
To be judges. And they're going to play their own song. They're going to debut a new song.
Oh, nice.
At 9 a.m.
They are the best. And they're going to sit in on Stay or Go. Wow. Can you imagine like proper rock stars sitting down to judge your song live on the air? Taking calls is what they do on Friday mornings, Heidi and Frank, to say, no, boo, that song sucks. You have no talent.
That would be a little frightening.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Then Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick is going to join Marcy at 1 o'clock.
Nice.
And then we're going to kick off the weekend with our All Request Fest.
Yeah, it's all party music. Starting at 5.
So that's all coming
and
up
all
tomorrow.
Weekend. It's all nonstop party music all weekend.
All right.
So you love Dolly Parton, right? What kind of psycho doesn't love Dolly Parton? I think she is the nicest, coolest, most wonderful human being in the world. And I heard she was kicking $1 million into help out make Moderna available, the vaccine.
Yep.
I was amazed. And then she, have you seen the video yet? Sat down to have a shot.
Oh, no, yeah. Because I don't like watching people get shots.
Oh, that's right. We just
discussed this yesterday.
Oh. Well, they did it in a way that they didn't have to tear her skin, so it wouldn't have bothered you maybe so much.
What?
I'm lying to you.
Okay.
Now. Go ahead and watch the video right now. But they're all saying she got a dose of her own medicine, and she said she's dead serious about the vaccine. She's old enough to actually get it, so she kicked in $1 million, and then just yesterday, or whenever it was, a couple days ago, she actually had it herself.
She said, don't worry, I'm old enough.
Yeah, right? She's not, I'm not jumping the line, even though I kicked in some cash. So just, I love Dolly Parton. I just thought that was super cool, and good on her for making that happen.
She is very cool.
We gotta find that audio. Yeah, it's a whole bunch of parody songs now. She sang Jolene while she was getting the shot, but people have changed that up, of course. You should dig those out.
Coming up next, we're gonna talk about songs that you absolutely should not like.
Yeah. Fess up. What are those really bad songs you love?
But you do. That's next on KLOS.
Well, hey, it's me. I'm finally going to get my vaccine. I'm so excited. I've been waiting a while. I'm old enough to get it, and I'm smart enough to get it. So I'm very happy that I'm going to get my Moderna shot today. And I wanted to tell everybody that you should get out there and do it too. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. It goes, vaccine, 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 vaccine.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Crazy video for that one. Do you remember that? When she was Alice in Wonderland. She turned into a cake. They start chopping into her, eating her. I was like, wow, I'm too sober for this.
So you drank it. It was great.
Of course. It was perfect.
Sure. Tell me about your poll that you put up. Was it a poll?
Yeah, just ask people. I'm like, let's be honest. What is the really bad song that you love? Like, every time you hear it, you're going to listen to it. You turn it up. You don't care what people say. And I was amazed how many people stepped up and responded.
But you know, in your heart, that it's crappy.
Yes, right, exactly. Okay. I mean, there's really no doubt around, you know, about it that, for example, Puttin' on the Ritz by Taco. Do you remember that one?
I do.
Cover from the 80s.
Not Tiger, a fan.
Tiger the Dog answered that one, says one of her favorites. Top of the World by the Carpenters. Do you remember that one?
Top of the World.
I actually really like that song. It's terrible.
I don't remember
the Carpenters. The Pina Colada song. If you like Pina Colada. Made Veronica's list. She loves that one. Then
that's a bad one, though.
It is really bad.
Yeah, listen.
I understand there's some sort of story behind
I'll
this
tell
whole song.
You.
Yeah?
Okay. I'll tell you.
One of these days?
Don't ask now.
Okay. All right. The First Noel says, so many, Just a Friend by Biz Markie jumps
in. Because he can't sing.
Don't even give me that.
I mean, he literally can't sing.
Don't even give me that.
He's completely off tune.
Barry Manilow made the list. Karen says Copacabana.
I can't stand very much.
Come on, let's listen to this for a long time. Woo!
Yes.
Yeah!
That's probably not.
Thank
you. Yeah, no.
But then I have one here that I'm pretty damn sure, as I recall, you actually like, and I have to admit I like it too.
Okay.
Chris said Topow's Heart and Soul. Do you remember that song?
I do remember that song.
Yeah, it's one of those that just vanished through the cracks. I mean, it's never, ever, ever going to play on KLOS.
No, of course.
Yeah.
But because they're terrible songs.
Yes, exactly.
We're saying that up front.
Right, exactly.
Yes. We're going to take your calls, too, at 818-955-KLOS, and that's 818-955-5567, with songs that You know are terrible. You're admitting that up front. And by the way, here's another one.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters.
Oh. I mean, it was amazing in the movie. It was fun, but I don't ever want to hear it
again. Because it's associated with the movie.
Yes.
And I remember so much of the lines of the movie and everything else. Yeah. It's a terrible song.
It is really bad. Yeah.
Terrible.
And it's really long. It's like 4.5 minutes.
That might be the worst song we've mentioned so far.
Yeah.
But I like it just because I have memories of that movie.
Amazing
Ghostbusters
film.
For a long time was my favorite movie.
Hell yeah. That's a big Twinkie.
Yeah. So if you want to call with songs that you know are bad, but you like them, 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about songs that you know are bad.
You know, it's amazing. We throw something out there on Twitter or whatever, and you never know what kind of response you're going to get. You're always surprised the ones that actually, like, everybody latches onto.
And you did this one on Twitter.
Yeah, a while back, and I just got so many responses, people admitting all the terrible songs they like.
Listen, it's a bad song, but you like it.
Yeah.
KLOS, who's this and where are you from?
This is Sal from Montana.
All right.
How are you guys doing?
And we're doing well. What song is terrible, but you like?
Mr. Roboto, Sticks.
Mr. Roboto!
That is a bad song.
That's a bad song.
And I really liked Sticks. But then I was like, nope, not so much.
Thanks for the call. KLOS, hello.
Hey there.
Who's this? Where are you from?
This is Craig. I'm from Riverside.
All right. What's a song that's terrible that you love?
Well, you know, I can't say I love it, but I like it a lot.
Okay, that's fine.
I can't remember who it's by. But it's Electric Avenue.
Oh, Eddie Grant.
Yeah, my wife hates it. I hate it, but I love it.
Electric Avenue. That was a really cool video, too. I don't know that that's a terrible song.
That's a terrible song.
Is it? Nah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. What song do you, what song is bad, but you like it?
I don't even want to say this.
Say it.
Staying Alive by the
Beatles. Staying Alive.
By the way, same.
Yeah, no.
I love that song.
It was a good movie. Saturday Night Fever was a pretty good movie.
Oh, I don't know.
That was a terrible movie.
Horrible.
But
except
I agree
for the dancing
the
bits. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, what song is bad but you like?
I have two of them for you, actually.
Right.
Come On, Eileen by Dexter.
Come
Midnight
On,
Runner.
Eileen.
That's a very nasty song, too. When you think
it's
about
a stupid song and a terrible video.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other one is Always and Forever. I don't know the group.
Oh,
name,
ooh, Always and Forever.
Oh, that's one of those slow jams.
Yeah,
right?
Heatwave,
yes.
Yeah. Wow. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello there. I think long ago, Universe Far, Far Away, you guys used to play Dr. Demento, and the song I really miss is Dead Puppies.
Oh, Dead Puppies. Dead. Ogden Edsel.
Not much fun.
Right?
You love that song, huh?
Absolutely.
I guess I can say that is a terrible song, but
I
love it too, man. Thanks for that.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Kristen from Irvine, California.
All right. And we're talking about songs that are bad, but you still like.
I love Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, I don't know that one. That's a 2000 something, right? You know that one?
Yes.
Oh,
that's like the Friday. It's like that song.
Ooh, I don't know that one either.
Oh.
I'm so happy. Yay!
Very similar.
But you actually really like it.
Oh, I rock out to it. I mean, it's on my playlist, and if it comes up in the rounds, I will blast it as loud as I can.
You don't mind people know that you like it.
Oh, no.
All right.
I love it. I have fun. Again, I know it's terrible, and that's why I love it.
Good for you.
I think that's
awesome.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Let's get some more. 818-955-KLOS. You hate to admit it, but you always turn it up and listen to it. 818-955-KLOS.
Getting a tremendous amount of calls on this topic.
It's true. I don't know. I don't know what it was doing.
Something was just
weird.
Super weird in the studio. Sorry. It's 95.5 KLOS. It is Kevin and Sluggo, and we are talking about songs that you can admit aren't great. Maybe they're bad, but you still like them. KLOS, who's this and where are you from?
Corey from Santa Monica.
All right, you have a song that you know is bad but you like?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
The Wild Thing by Tone Loc.
You're right, it's a bad song.
And I love it. That's a really good bad song. Perfect.
Thank you for the call. KLOS, who's this and where are you from?
I got
great horrible song.
Okay, yes.
That I love.
Yes.
Right, said Fred. I'm too sexy.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
I'm too sexy for this radio station. That's a good one. That's a gooder. You know, Swedish Eagle brought that song to America. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks. Bastard. KLOS, hello.
Hey, detachable penis.
Detachable penis, of course.
A removable apparatus.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how are you?
We are good, thank you. Song that you know is bad, but you like.
I like Dreamin' by Kenny Nolan.
Oh, that's a good song.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a terrible song. That's that to me is a perfect example
of
a really
song.
Yes, that's awesome. Thanks, dude.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. There's a song that is bad, and you know it, but you like it.
And that song is Rock Me Amadeus by Falco, but I still blast it.
That one is very addictive.
Yes, it is.
How do you feel about Der Kommissar by Falco?
Actually, I blast that one, too.
Yeah, they're both exactly wonderfully horrible.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
Fabian.
Where are you, Fabian?
I'm in La Habra.
All right, what song do you know is bad, but you love?
How about Sugar Sugar by, I believe it's the Archies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sugar Sugar. That's like going back to the 60s. Oof. That's a gooder.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is
that would knock the air out of me.
Bubblegum Pop, I think, can all fall into this category.
Yeah, but you like
right?
it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yes.
We're cruising at 3,000 feet.
And you have a song that you know is bad, but you like?
Absolutely.
What is
Frankie it? Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons. Oh, what a night.
Ah, December 1963.
That is the name of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right on.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up?
You have a song that you know is bad, but you like?
I do, man. I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Second
well, there
one.
There we go. We've come around then. So
second
that's,
one.
That's, I guess the winner. I guess Right Says Fred actually wins.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
This is a touchy subject.
Yes, it is. You know how I love and get at home and read every word of the Journal of Stroke and Cerebrovascular Diseases?
I
worship
yes.
it.
I used to get it for you for Christmas.
This is the headline.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like, I have questions.
Okay.
Right-handed man almost masturbates to death.
Why is it important that he's right-handed?
I don't know.
Okay.
But those are the first two words of the article.
You would think he'd be ambidextrous if he almost shuffled off this mortal coil going to that activity.
Also, why does it matter at all?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
that's a weird thing. So this guy...
Wow, to death.
...suffered a life-threatening stroke.
Oh, man.
And medical reports are saying he's lucky he escaped the ultimate death.
That's not how you want to be found.
No.
Man.
Remember we were talking about how cool it would be to die in certain ways?
Yes. And sex often
was
came
one
up.
Of them.
Yeah, one of the top ones.
But it involved two people?
Yes. Or three or 17, just but not one.
More than one.
Yeah, that's kind of...
The unnamed 51-year-old...
Oh, dude.
Let me read it as it was written, because again, the unnamed 51-year-old right-handed man...
Why?
I don't know why that's so important.
No.
Enjoyed this activity several times a day.
For like throughout his life or in this one particular?
Throughout his life.
Okay. All right. Sure. So, God, a little getting up there in age to still
51.
Be going to town. Yeah.
So and by the way, don't you never mind.
Yeah. I know. There's tons of things popping into my head.
Don't you just go, oh, it's going to be that way, and then move on.
Exactly.
One time, however, after finishing the deed, the serial stroker, as they call him,
was
struck down by thunderclap headaches and severe vomiting.
Oh, dude. Well, yeah, I guess he finally figured out that he's 51 and still.
What the hell?
Wow, dude, that's rough.
Nagoya, this is a guy in Japan, Nagoya City University Hospital, where he was found to have low blood pressure and
Japan.
Confusion.
Okay.
Which are two signs of some kind of a stroke.
Yeah. So I didn't know this was in Japan. So
yes.
I was going to ask what sort of materials he might have had with him. But now I'm thinking maybe he stopped at a vending machine. They have some pretty odd offerings.
It doesn't sound like this dude needed much
assistance.
There was a...
Turning Japanese. That's that song Vapors. Yes, that's what it's actually about.
Is it?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Yeah. All right. It was immediately preceding the activity before a ruptured aneurysm in up to 14% of patients. Oh. This is a thing.
Wow. Listen up, folk.
Who knew?
Listen up.
So my thought was... Mm-hmm. Let's say the guy dies. Mm-hmm. What do you put on his headstone?
What do you want on your tombstone?
Right? I don't think he gets to pick at this point. Like, this guy...
Yeah, he's already had enough choice of what goes on.
He chose poorly.
Yeah.
So I have three, and then we'd like to open the phone lines for you at 818-955-KLOS. It has to be something we can air.
Right. Yes,
but
please.
What should his epitaph...
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
What should that say? What should his headstone say?
Right.
I have unhappy ending. I have I'm coming home.
Okay, sure, that's nice.
And my favorite is right hand to God. See, because he was using.
Yeah, see,
and then
and see,
right hand to God.
Off he goes.
Those are the only three I can think of.
Help us out.
Help us out. What would this man's headstone say if he ended up dying?
Get passed on.
Doing this. 818-955-KLOS.
I hope they play Divinals. I Touch Myself at his funeral.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. There was a man in Japan who almost masturbated to death.
He had a stroke and had to go
to the hospital.
Not the way to go.
Really not. But
to be found, I guess.
Had he passed on.
Uh-huh.
I could come up with only three things that his headstone should say. Unhappy ending. By the way, for some reason, they mentioned six times in the article that it was right-handed.
Right-handed, yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, I would think it would be ambidextrous if you're going to run into that level of
so problem. Right hand to God?
Right.
And I'm coming home. So then we asked, what do you think his headstone should say?
And Keith came wandering in. He had a really good suggestion.
He went out the hard way.
What about you? What do you got?
Don't you know that you are a shooting star? Woo! Have a nice weekend, buddy.
Thank you, man. Bye. Hi, KLOS. What should his headstone say?
I got two. One should be he righted off his life. Or he aimed to please.
We'll go with option B. Thank you. I'll have that engraved on his tombstone. KLOS, what should it say on that gentleman's tombstone?
Once was enough.
Once was enough. I like it.
Thanks, man. KLOS, what should it say on his tombstone?
It should say that he never asked for a helping hand.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
Yeah. Well done.
That's, you know, and in 100 years when people are visiting the tombstone, they'll never know what it was referring to.
Exactly.
That's beautiful.
That's a good one. Thanks. KLOS, hello. What should the man's headstone say?
Here lies a bloke who couldn't help but do the stroke.
That's rhymes. Nice. That's like Boot Hill. They used to have all those rhyming ones. I like it. Thanks a lot. He definitely died with his boots off, though. Wow.
Hi, KLOS. What should it read on the man's tombstone?
I think it should be, what a jerk.
Pretty strong.
That's solid.
I like
it.
Thank
you, boy.
Thank you.
Right on, man. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS. What should it read on his tombstone had he passed on?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. In the afternoon, a man almost masturbated to death.
I think when I was much, much, much younger, I was sort of afraid that might happen someday.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, man.
Never occurred to me.
Go several times. You know someone who's trying to set a world record or something, right?
I did.
Who shall remain nameless?
Yes, correct.
A gentleman we know pretty well.
Correct.
And he thinks he may have actually gotten there to that point?
Correct.
Wow. We really need to talk to him about this.
Yeah, won't. He won't. I already checked. I told you that.
I know, but we're going to pressure him.
All right, let's say the man died.
Yeah.
What should his headstone read?
Oh, Stifler.
Stifler. I love it.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
KLOS, what should it say on his tombstone?
Only me.
Nice.
That's nice. Hopefully no pictures. You know, they have those pictures sometimes of people. You don't want that.
Nope.
Especially video. Hi, KLOS. What should it read on his tombstone? Hey.
The third time was not a charm.
Or like 50th time, apparently. This guy
was third time in that day.
Oh, it was third time that day.
Day,
oh,
yes.
Oh, okay. Beautiful. Thanks, man. You're actually paying attention to the story.
Yes, how about that?
Oh, yeah.
Well done. Take it. I'm not.
Hey, KLOS, what should his tombstone read?
Nothing going on here.
Thank you. Who are you?
Love it.
I'm Jeff from Riverside.
Jeff, thanks for calling. KLOS, what do you want on your tombstone?
The Gilmore Pile, surprise, surprise, surprise.
Hello, KLOS.
I think it should say, whatever his name is, whose end came too soon.
They haven't released his name because he's an embarrassed
man. That's Japan. They're nice about it. Yeah. Here, we would know everything about it. We'd have his address and everything. KLOS, what should it say on his tombstone?
What a jerk.
What a jerk.
What a jerk. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
They come and they go.
Thanks. Who are you?
William.
William, have a good weekend, man.
Now everybody, have you heard? If you're in the game, then the stroke's the word.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I do believe that's the 420th version of White Room that has ever appeared on the earth. People
Correct.
Love to cover that one.
They sure do.
Showed up on Matt Pinfield's new and approved show, that is Apocalyptica on KLOS.
Yesterday we had Dr. Drew on because the people here were afraid that I had an addiction problem with Diet Coke.
Because all the Diet Cokes are disappearing from the machine. There used to be plenty until this guy shows up.
What, do they fill it once a year? What's the deal? You fill up a machine. That's what they're for. You know.
Finally, someone's brave enough to take down the vending machine companies.
Greg Beharrell, hey, welcome.
Yeah, what did Dr. Drew say?
He said that he had the exact same experience that I did, which was worrying that you have too much, and then you tried to stop, and it was difficult.
And how many do you have a day, actually?
I am between 12 and 24.
Cans of Coke a day.
24 on a Diet good Coke. Day.
On a good day.
Yeah, wow.
I have one. So I was hoping you would be here yesterday, so that you could take the pressure off of me with Dr. Drew.
Yeah, we kind of ducked out on our little thing there, our little intervention.
Yeah. People around the station are saying like, "Oh, was he scared to talk about his obvious problem?"
No,
we're having fun.
So, 24.
Damn, dude. When did you start? When was your first Diet Coke? Many years ago. Were you a kid? Someone handed to you.
Yeah.
First one's free.
See,
kid.
That's what gets you into it, because when you're a kid, you know, parents are like, only one, you only get to have one soda, you know. And then you're like, you know what, I'm an adult, I'm gonna abuse
that 252 a day.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna go crazy.
I mean, this is not a joke. You really do drink like 24 a day.
Yeah, and it's not a joke either. I do blame my parents.
But you said you heard Dr. Drew talking about the aluminum thing.
Oh yeah, they know, because someone said that today. They're like, oh, Dr. Drew said you could get aluminum poisoning?
Yeah, from the cans,
I think,
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
But
if you drink great amounts of it, which you don't have any problem with.
Yeah, and you got to wonder if that's going to lead to a Spider-Man situation where it creates a...
Are you still eating the cans when you're done, or have you given that up at least?
No comment. I mean, I'm just, you know, we're taking a little
smart.
Deep here.
Yeah. Probably smart. You're not lawyered up yet.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
All right, well, drink.
Hello, who's this?
This is Armando.
Armando, how would you like $500 in free gas?
Woo! Yeah.
You were calling because of We Will Rock You, right?
Yes, definitely.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God.
How long is your drive, my friend?
Actually, I have kids that go to school. I'm the Uber dad.
Oh, man.
And my truck loves gas, and I hate it.
How much does it cost to fill up?
I would say right now about $70.
$70.
And it goes fast.
Well, I know it does, doesn't it?
It goes really fast.
But you got $500 more from KLOS for listening and for calling in when you heard Queen.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.